Welcome to Newsfix, where we spend hours going through the news so you don't have to. Departures from Glasgow, a state of emergency in Ethiopia, a remarkable upset for Democrats, and a rare happy ending in Western Australia. It's Wednesday, November 3rd. Here's your Newsfix. Starting with climate coverage and the COP26 summit, Biden and other world leaders have left Glasgow with two deals, but few details. In our newsletter, we've included a link to our Instagram explainer of the deals unveiled on Tuesday, the first being ending deforestation by 2030 and reducing methane emissions by 30% by 2030. Meanwhile, the top story in the Irish Times this morning is about how, despite the Irish Taoiseach signing the methane pledge, the Irish government's climate action plan will not outline that target. It is expected to be published on Thursday. In the Irish Times report, it is saying, quote, "The plan is understood to include methane reductions of about 10%, but with larger reductions in other greenhouse gases to meet Ireland's target of a 50% reduction by 2030. In bad news for Biden this morning, a Republican has won a tightly fought race for governor of Virginia in what has been described as a major victory. The New York Times described it as a remarkable upset for Democrats. Glenn Youngkin beat a former Democrat governor of the state, Terry McAuliffe. What is so significant about this is that the Republican victory represents challenges Democrats will face next year in midterm elections, where they try to maintain their majority in both the US House and the US Senate. It's also the first time since 2009 that a Republican has won a statewide office in Virginia. In the presidential election last year, Biden won the state by double digits. Now, in our pin drop section, we're looking at what's going on in Ethiopia. The country has declared a nationwide state of emergency. This is because Tigrayan forces have taken control of two strategic towns that have a main route to the country's capital, Addis Ababa, and could advance further south. There's a lot of background to take in here, but it's an important story, and if you bear with us, we'll try our very best to catch you up. The Tigray region in northern Ethiopia borders Eritrea. For nearly three decades, the TPLF from that region played a pivotal role in the running of the country. In 2018, Abiy Ahmed came to power and brought a wave of change to the country, including winning the Nobel Peace Prize for making peace with neighbouring Eritrea. Anyway, the TPLF back in 2018 expected that Abiy Ahmed would keep them in a position of influence and saw him as a trusted pair of hands, even though he is ethnically Oromo and not from the Tigray region. But it wasn't long before relations deteriorated. This month marks a year since the conflict between the TPLF and Abiy Ahmed's government really escalated. Last November, Ahmed sent troops into the Tigray region in what he said was a response to TPLF attacks on an army base. The TPLF denied this, saying the Ethiopian government, with support from Eritrea to the north, launched a quote coordinated attack on them. Over the past year, there have been multiple harrowing reports on the situation on the ground, including clear signs of famine, rape and executions. CNN say around 2.5 million people in the north of the country have had to leave their homes. The Ethiopian government has also been accused of imposing communication blackouts and blocking food aid to the Tigray region, something it denies. And it goes without saying this is a very complex story with a lot of different reporting over the last year. We've included what we think is a very helpful article in the newsletter this morning, but we've also recommended two journalists that we think you should follow on Twitter if you want to keep up to date. They are Declan Walsh and Katie Polglaze. Now, in hopeful headlines, a four-year-old girl who was missing in Australia for more than 2 weeks has been found alive. Cleo Smith went missing at a campsite while sleeping in the second room of a tent. Her mother woke up on October 16th to find Cleo missing and the door of the tent open. She was found yesterday in the home of a 36-year-old man who has now been arrested and is not believed to have any connection to Smith's family. According to a BBC News report, the man's neighbours noticed he had recently been spotted buying nappies. And in the newsletter this morning, we've included the extraordinary footage released by police of the moment that Cleo was rescued. Now lastly, today marks a whole year since Americans took to the polls in the 2020 presidential race. As I'm sure you'll remember, the election started off extremely close before mail-in ballots were counted. And despite the votes being cast on a Tuesday, it took until Saturday for US networks to call the election in Biden's favour, something Trump disputes to this very day. That's today's fix. Have a great day.